This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going on in the world, and they're here to chat about them, hopefully for your benefit. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at 7 after the hour. It's Thursday, August 11th. I guess we could argue about whether yesterday was one-third of the way through the month or today is, because this is one of those 31-day months. 30 days had September, you know, all of that stuff. So if you'd like to have an argument about that, go somewhere else, because I don't want to argue with you about anything. Never mind something as silly as that. How are we doing in Rio? Well, to start out with, things aren't looking too good in the pool. Green. And not green like the rivers in Chicago. They pour green dye into them on St. Patrick's Day. Now, that's not what this is. Olympic diving people claiming they're going to solve a problem at the games in the diving arena. It turned the pool into a deep, whatever was going on, into a deep shade of green. Competitors were joking that they were leaping into a swamp. Here's the story behind that story.
Before the Olympics, fans were worried about the state of the water surrounding Rio. Now the Olympics are here, and everyone is wondering what happened to the water in the diving pool. Diving fans were dismayed to see that the water's blue hues from the first few days of competition were gone, replaced by a green, murky pool. British synchronized diver Tanya Couch said the water made it impossible for her to see her partner. The leading theory about the color change is that an algae bloom started because the pool didn't have enough chlorine. Sports Illustrated noted that algae typically blooms in warmer water, which could explain why the warmer waters under the diving platforms turned green while the cooler swimming pool is still blue. A spokesman for the game said officials are investigating the cause and added that they did test to make sure the water was safe for competitors.
All right. So those of you who have a pool understand that algae does grow in pools, and algae is green. So this is something the news media get. Wow, look at this. It's all green. Ooh. If the reason for the discoloration is that there's a little algae and they haven't done a good job putting enough chlorine in it, there's other things. Put salt in it. Salt cleans up all of that stuff. But did that get in the way of you being excited about what happened yesterday? Nathan Adrian, do you know who he is, Kara?
Yeah, I think he's... Is he a breaststroker? I don't... What event did he do well in?
Good look. Well, first of all, never mind what event he was in. I would think that you would think he was pretty handsome.
Well, I didn't say that part. Yes,
and,
I did.
And be distracted by the fact that he was pretty handsome in a different way from Michael Phelps.
He has a very nice face. Like, he looks like a very nice guy.
He does. Yeah, he looks very nice. And he... is quite an incredible athlete as well, and the hero, and if you will, and I suppose, are these people heroes? I use that word, and I thought as I was using it, are they?
To some people they are, I'm sure. Some people, as we've heard, you know, don't really care about the Olympics, but for people who are growing up, and especially I would say, you know, the gymnastics team was kind of a big deal this year because there was a Latina girl on it for the first time, which for plenty of people doesn't really matter, but if you're a small child who has never seen someone that looks like that in the Olympics, then it kind of gives you the idea of like, oh, I can do this too. So I'm sure that some of them are heroes for people.
By the way, he took a bronze medal yesterday in the men's 100-meter freestyle. And let's see here. 18-year-old Kyle, is it Kyle? Yeah, Kyle Chambers. Or Chalmers, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It was second, I guess, or I'm not sure, no, first. This
yeah,
is young.
He's the 18-year-old. He's Australian.
Yeah, he's young. He's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was 100, which is 2 laps in that pool. And apparently at the halfway mark, he was in 7th place. And then by the end of it, he had come in first. And I saw this video this morning of his parents, his grandparents, who I think are still in Australia. It's the cutest thing. Because they're sitting there and they're cheering and then they kiss each other when he wins, and it's very, very sweet. I can't imagine being 18 and having a gold medal.
Being able to do that. I'm looking at some of the Twitter action. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. People remarking about their friends and how well they're doing. Team USA swimmers. How incredible some of these people are. Basically, that's what you're saying as well. But that's why they're there. A lot of back and forth on Simone Biles and Ali Rausman.
Rausman, I believe. Yeah.
Rausman?
Mm-hmm.
And then the golf, I think. Yes, you were saying there wasn't a lot of activity. I think yesterday was a golf day.
Well, I guess not a lot of activity that I watched. I watched the women's volleyball, the beach volleyball, which is one of my favorite sports. And Carrie Walsh has been doing this forever. So she has 3 gold medals from the last 3 Olympics. Hmm. And so if they win gold, she'll, you know, break a ton of records because no other beach volleyball or I think indoor volleyball, male or female, has ever won 4 golds. Hmm. Or 4 medals. So that would be very, very cool. They won yesterday.
I think Katie Ledecky, you were talking about her, 4th Olympic medal for her last night. Allison Schmidt, Leah Smith, Maya Dorado. Is it Dorado, I think? It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the freestyle. So you're following that pretty closely. How's NBC doing in terms of their broadcast? Is it better yesterday? Because most people were complaining. Well, not shouldn't they, most people, but a lot of people were complaining about their coverage. The way things were going, they've got a staff of hundreds of people down there. Maybe it's hard to find people that good to do this stuff.
It's okay. I haven't had any, you know, I've heard a lot of complaints about the things that different commentators have said during it. I haven't actively heard anything. I've just seen things online. So it's been okay for me. I'm mostly watching during prime time, which I'm sure is the busiest time, but the time they also dedicate the most amount of effort to because the most amount of people are watching. So I haven't really had any issues. My biggest problem is because there are so many sports, you might be halfway into watching one, but if it's a lesser known sport, then they just skip away halfway through it to another thing, which is kind of annoying. But that's not really their fault if the majority of people want to watch something else.
Lori Hernandez, all over the place. She looks like she's about 3 years old.
Yeah, that's the 16-year-old gymnast. She does
selfie she sends to her brother after winning gold there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cute. What it is what we have are 2 different stories, 2 different threads. We have the competition and the stories thereof or there too, but we also have the human side of this because these are just kids, and they're so excited about winning that they, and I don't know why there should be a certain decorum. If you're excited about stuff, you've done well, you should take the credit. Get the credit, take the credit. Lots of selfies, though. Lots of selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's neat about this is that oftentimes the international competition finds that some of these competitors from different countries become friends. And that's also a very important part of the Olympics. The moments where you see the friendships that develop among these people.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I was watching the diving competition the other day, and the 2 British guys who are in synchronized diving got, I think they got bronze.
Yeah.
And afterwards, you see a guy on the Jamaican team, like, pick both of them up and hug them because they're both little guys.
Sweet.
And that's, that's cute.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, a lot of medals. The cupping thing is fascinating for somebody who's been getting cupping for a long, long time, and I never even think about it.
anyone who is a professional who practices cupping is very, very excited about this because a ton of people are going to try it after.
All right, very in. Okay, a little more from Brazil and our 2020 News Quiz question coming up here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers, it's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
18 past the hour. So also in Brazil, nothing to do with the Olympics, but it's very interesting. Most people are watching or learning about Brazil for the first time. Many people don't even know where it is or didn't until the Olympics came about. The Senate in Brazil voted this morning to begin the last phase of the impeachment trial of the former president who was suspended back in May. The trial, which will be overseen by the Chief Justice of their Supreme Court, will take place later on this month. The capital of Brasilia saw senators voting 59-21 to indict this lady on charges of manipulation of the budget, and there are all kinds of other things that have gone on that have been the focus of concern. But it's interesting to see how their constitution works in a similar way to ours. Okay. 2020 News Quiz question. What city yesterday fired a group of police officers after the city was blasted in a federal report for continuing patterns of bad conduct in the police department? 888-302-3684. Get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by Maria Trilogy. I keep talking about how it has such enlightening essays. It really is a great read. So all you have to do is know what city fired a whole lot of police officers yesterday after they were blasted in the federal report, continuing patterns of bad conduct. There are probably four or five that you might consider, but there's one that's fairly obvious. So what's the answer? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG, if that helps you to answer the question. 21 after the hour here. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody else do that Hanson? Got to be another recording of this around somewhere.
I mean, maybe somebody on YouTube covered it, but this is their song.
I think I could do that.
This is when they were babies. Listen to those young voices.
You sound like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, they do.
Like Michael and Jackson.
Yeah.
That's Zach Hanson.
Group Hanson. That's him right there.
Sorry about Mbop a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Kara, do we have that? They did. They redid it. They did an acoustic version
awesome.
Of it. Yeah, it was actually really good.
Somewhere, if you give me a minute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll tell the story of Zach Hanson, who has a new baby daughter named Mary Lucille Diana Hanson. He and his wife of 10 years, whose name is Kate, have their fourth child, born last Saturday. They said, we're overjoyed to share the arrival of Mary. Let's see here. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. That's what's that, baby. Named Lucille. Well, I'm going to go by Lucille. No, her name is Mary Lucille Diana. Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right.
Sounds so good. Oh, the hot one's still the hot one.
Here, music from Coldplay. Been sprinkling all kinds of covers into their sets during their U.S. stadium tour. They have taken some music from Prince, David Bowie, Chuck Berry, the Penguins. Chuck Berry, listen to this. as their day god. Lucille? Yeah?
No, this is Johnny B. Good.
Oh!
Yeah, this is actually Michael J. Fox playing guitar.
Really? Wow. How is Michael J. Fox connected to Coldplay?
He came out on
this song, right?
Yeah. He played this song in Back to the Future, and they brought him out on stage to play guitar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And this for a guy with advanced Parkinson's, he is amazing on guitar.
Not bad. Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field. Chris Martin busted out with Streets of Philadelphia. How to endear yourself to the crowd.
Sweet Home Chicago, the old blues song. When I saw them in Jersey, they did Jersey Girl. It was great.
So they endear themselves to the audience. Very smart. Very smart. Yeah, good. I think he's becoming quite mature, frankly.
As a
performer. Smart. Good. All right, so that's Coldplay. This is Hot Play. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, 28 after the hour.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season the first of the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's Thursday on the radio. Thursday, even if you're not on the radio, it's just plain old Thursday. How do you do? Bringing some sunshine into the conversation. Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Our 2020 news quiz question: what city in the news that has, in recent days and weeks, fired a number of police officers? And the reason is because the federal government has suggested the police department and the city itself needs to be reformed because the way it's run, pretty bad. That's about as nice as I can put it. So 888-302-3684 to answer that question and get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. We'll get to that in just a matter of moments. First, however, there's an interesting story. Most of us don't like, and I say this, I guess, lovingly, there are a lot of reasons to like the police and want to have a good relationship with the police, and then a lot of reasons, as is indicated in this report, that many people don't trust the police. Same thing is true of lawyers, right? How many of you actually, unless you are a lawyer or you live a lawyer, like lawyers? I have one of my really good friends in life for 40-some-odd years is my lawyer. He's a great human being. I love him. Do I always take his advice? No. Do I always think he's right? No. But I think he's good to counter what I'm thinking. Anyway, the American Bar Association yesterday amended its professional code of conduct to ban sexist language while addressing women in the courtroom. Here's that story.
Legally Blonde's Elle Woods is definitely fictional, as is the scene where she's sexually harassed. But many female lawyers have had similar demeaning experiences while on the job, and the American Bar Association hopes to change that with a ban put into place this week. On Monday, the ABA officially voted to amend its professional code of conduct to ban sexist language and discriminatory behavior toward women in the courtroom. The new rule reads in part, it is professional misconduct for a lawyer to engage in conduct that the lawyer knows or reasonably should know is harassment or discrimination on the basis of race, sex, religion, gender, identity, and other factors. The ban comes after dozens of female attorneys publicly claimed they were consistently undermined in the courtroom and called demeaning names such as honey and darling.
Great. That works well these days. Any lawyers caught engaging in this harassment will be subject to disciplinary action. Depending on the severity of the situation, could include fines or even suspension from practicing law. How is it that it isn't just lawyers? You find that in business. Hey, honey, get me a cup of coffee. Hey, hey, hey. What is it? Could you imagine it turned around, some woman saying to a guy, hey, honey, get me some coffee, will you? I don't think it works too well that way, and it ought not to work well the other way. All right, so we'll move from the boobs in the courtroom department to the boobs in the police department. Here's Rocky listening in Alaska. Rocky, welcome into Good Day. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you today?
I'm doing well. What brings you around? Is it sun? I always talk to people from Alaska this time of day, wonder if the sun is up as things change, a little bit less light because we're moving away from the longest day of the year. If I asked you to look outside your window right now, what'd you see?
Well, I am outside right now. It's dark, and it's raining, so that makes a big difference with the clouds.
Aren't you having a problem with the drought up there the same as we are?
Well, it has been. It's been one of the driest years. Just this whole spring and summer has been extremely dry, except only last week or so, we've just been in a rainy spell that we can't get out of.
That's good,
so
because you need to... Is it getting new sense? How long have you lived up in Alaska?
Since 1966.
All right, so you've been there a long, long time. It's home for you. How have you felt things have changed up there in terms of the climate, the weather? When you first went up there, was it cold more than not? And is it the same way now? Or do you find that your senses, things are changing in terms of weather?
Oh, no, they've changed. You know, I mean, the Earth goes through cycles. I mean, I don't think there's anything human can do to stop it or start it. And we might contribute to it, but... No, it's definitely, you know, has changed. I mean, you can remember, you know, years back, you know, going moose hunting, caribou hunting this time of year, and it being colder.
Yeah.
And in September, like going out duck hunting and stuff and walking on the duck flats and the big skims of ice,
yeah,
you know, out there. And you don't see that so much anymore. And the last three winters up here, we've had very little snow in the South Central. Parts of it. And two winters ago, I went down to see my daughter in Reno area in Sparks.
Yeah.
And my daughter sent me a picture of my cabin and had grass around it, and I sent her a picture of Reno and had 4 inches of snow at Christmas.
So things are changing, that's for sure. All right, let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. I asked what city has eliminated a number of police in anticipation of the bad report that was issued yesterday. The feds say this not only the police department, but the whole city's got to clean up its act. What city are we talking about?
Baltimore.
Ever been there?
No, don't want to go.
Why?
I'm not much for the Northeast. I've been to Chicago and Washington, D.C. and up through there, and that... You know, I like the West. I like the open spaces, and I'm not much for crowds. I mean, I'm up here in a small area, and there's, you know, 10,000 people or so around locally, and I don't even like going to Anchorage in the city there and driving up there. It's just like going down. I lived in the Dallas area, some years on jobs in Vegas, but I like home up here, and I don't like the crowds, and I just seen, stick up here where I like it.
Well, you should if you like it. What have you done for work since you went up there 40-some-odd years ago?
Well, spent time at oil fields and the oil platforms and in Cook Inlet, predominantly, in the oil field.
Still a lot of that work up there, isn't there? I mean, it is,
but it's slacked down. It's getting to be where it's kind of hard in the oil field right now. Pretty much all over with the price of oil down.
Yeah, right. A lot less research is going on. Okay, so the city that we're talking about is...
I thought Baltimore.
Yep. And the police department there, I wonder how the police department there compares. For example, you're up in Kenai, fairly small community. What are the police like there?
Well, I mean, they're nice and friendly. You know, the town is not so big that you may not know everybody, but you see a lot of people pretty regular. And but we have a lot of the similar problems, you know, just on a lot smaller scale.
You do. What sort of problems do you have?
Well, you know, the drug and heroin problem is a mystery, and how that's come on all over the country. And we're hearing more about it here, you know, and it seems like, you know, not being in the drug part of the world, it's a mystery to me to how that kind of thing gets even into these smaller communities like it does. And, you know, you hear a lot of it in the campaigns going on right now that, And you particularly hear about the heroin in and how cheap it is and how easy it is to get. And there's a large problem with it here.
Yeah, there's a problem with it all over. The Midwest is some of the small communities are now the drug problem is rampant. High schools, work, it's insidious what's going on.
And it's horrible, you know, and I don't understand why, you know, the drug war, you know, what war, you know, it... I don't understand how we're getting in here, and I'm 100% for Trump to get a wall built, you know, or something to help stop this stuff from coming in the country.
Yep.
You know, something's got to be done.
Yep. All right, Rocky, hold on a second. I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Good. You'll find this good reading at a moment when you're sitting on your on the porch, maybe just kind of zoning out, read some of the enlightening essays in here one at a time and see if it doesn't do you some good. Appreciate you being here. Hold on just a second. The Baltimore story with a little more underscore, plus kind of a sad story out of Florida, if we have time to review that here on Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, so for those of you who are following this story from Baltimore, or maybe you haven't heard about, I mean, it's obvious they have a pattern of bad behavior there, and the city has not embraced reform. The mayor is out to lunch. Here's the story about what happened at the press conference.
Today marks an important step on our path to reform. With the release of its finding report, the Justice Department is sharing with the community, with the city government, and with our police department the conclusions of its 14-month-long investigation, an inquiry that I asked for last May. The findings are challenging to hear, but let me be clear. I never sugarcoat our problems, nor will I run away from our most pressing challenges. The report identifies specific problems in the department, but the transparency of the report offers a crucial foundation if we are going to move forward, because I believe transparency is the only true foundation upon which we can rebuild community trust.
Yeah. So the mayor and the police chief are both from Hunger. The police commissioner, you have to know what's going on in a department like that. How do you not know what's going on? How do you not, in fact, condoning this, the report claims accurately officers conducted unlawful stops, used excessive force targeting black residents in the same low-income areas.
A thing that was also that I haven't heard focused on, but I saw an article from the Baltimore Sun, the biggest paper in Baltimore, that came out yesterday, was saying that there's also involved in that report numerous instances of police who have called for backup, who have previously been involved. They've either testified against other officers or have included in reports that other officers were involved in, say, assault against a suspect or something like that. And those officers, when they call for backup, are not receiving backup from other police officers because of this whole attitude that you're not supposed to snitch on your fellow police officers. And that's terrifying to me.
Yeah,
that could happen. But it's such a... I have two uncles who are Baltimore City or were Baltimore City police officers. And so this is a very odd situation for me because they're great guys and I don't know what I'm supposed to think about this. It's very hard.
Well, I think if you bear down to it, everybody shares the responsibility, and that's really where the rubber hits the road. 10 minutes before the hour here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Inside the wonderful world of your pets, wonderful world of your pet's mind. The only person I know who can get inside to any pet's mind is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. And so he's here with us to extol the value and virtue of things that are important to your pet. For example, if you're thinking about moving, I'm going to give you a list of the most pet-friendly cities and the worst when it comes to being pet-friendly. So we'll have a list. We love this. Everybody loves lists. So we have a list that's prepared. Warren will have his comments for us in a moment. It's 54 past the hour.
Did you know that dogs can get the flu? It's serious and very contagious. Chicago-based veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks.
The dog flu spreads quickly in urban areas, doggy daycares, and dog parks. That's why it's so important for dog owners to know the facts to keep their four-legged friends healthy.
If This Dog Could Talk is a campaign raising awareness for the dog flu, something that's only been present in this country since 2003. Dr. Natalie Marks.
The best treatment option for the dog flu is effective prevention. There are vaccines available. You should speak with your veterinarian to decide if your pet is at risk.
Visit doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter. That's doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, let's check with Warren on this list. Prepared by someone who obviously needs to get a life. Actually, this was done by WalletHub. Their number crunchers compared creature friendliness in the largest cities in our country based on 19 key metrics, Warren. The amount of pet care providers that are in a city, how much they cost, that sort of thing. So you want me to go through the list of most pet-friendly cities, the best ones or the worst ones? Which one do you want first?
Well, let's take a look at a couple of the best ones and a couple of the worst ones.
All right. The most pet-friendly city in our country is Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. That's kind of interesting.
Orlando, Florida. Yep. That's it's least expensive. There are more vets there, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see here. Also on that list is Tampa, Scottsdale, Arizona, Reno, Cincinnati, Las Vegas, and St. Louis, all pet-friendly cities in the top 10. On the other side, the least pet-friendly city in America is New York, because it's very expensive to get pet care in New York. Now, didn't you used to live in New York for a while?
Yeah, I lived in New York most of my life, and I worked with most of the top veterinarians in New York City. And you have to understand that the cost of living factor. For example, I'm in Sedona, Arizona. So you can probably rent an office here as a veterinarian, set it up probably for $800 or $700 a month, okay?
Wow.
You can't get a cabinet in New York for that much money. So the cost of living, the cost of expenses, the cost of renting, the cost of building is so much higher. So the veterinary cost really flexibility. I understand that aspect of it. In terms of the best city, though, I want the city that has the most dog-friendly parks. The city where the city council, for example, I'm just doing a story coming up this week. It's out of Australia, but could happen here. Two little girls are hiding their dog because the city council said it should be killed. It's barking too much.
Right,
so you want to find a city where you have people that think the same as you do. And I love New York, I think, is a great city to have a pet, though, based on the fact that they're more socialized than any other place in America.
Yeah. The other thing that's in this list or the consideration is number of pet stores, pet service areas, not just veterinarians, but where you can bring your dog to have care, animal shelters, even pet-friendly restaurants. So Jersey City, New Jersey is on this list of least pet-friendly cities, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chicago, Los Angeles, Warren.
And that surprises me that it's not, you know, it's such a large spread out area. I'm sure if they went city by city, for example, I'm sure in Santa Monica or Beverly Hills or certain parts, there's much better treatment than if you go into like Compton.
Yep. Somebody dyed their dog to look like a Pokemon. People are not happy about this. Have you seen some of the Twitter conversation? People upset. Peter weighing in saying no one should need to be told that dogs are smart, sensitive, and not toys. How would you dye a dog's hair?
Oh, they do that all the time. I've seen
really?
Purple dogs, green dogs, dog green for St. Patrick's Day, American
flag. My God, really?
And now they're even tattooing dogs, which is abusive as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It embarrasses the dog. If your dog is born brown, please leave him brown. He'll enjoy his life brown the way he is, I promise.
Yeah. They get a little gray here and there as they get older, but that's really going too far. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.